And we'll just restate where we have to, what we did last time. So now we're discussing the question of Psuli Dalad Minim in Takanos Yerbechem and Zakai, as opposed to the Mitzvahs Lulav Deraisa. Right, so we saw that there are basically two, broadly speaking, two groups of Rishonim. There's the Rishonim that hold that there's no chiluk between at least one Mitzvah Deraisa of Lulav, namely Mikdash, and Takanos Yerbechem and Zakai. Whatever is the din of Lulav and Mikdash, that's the din that's, in terms of the Psulim, Psulei Dalad Minim, that's also applicable to the mitzvahs, the Takanos Yerbechem and Zakai, Zech LeMikdash. That's the Rambam and the Ravid. And then we have other Rishonim who think that, no, there is a distinction. That's where all the, either that's where all the Chilukim come in, that's Tosos, right? Tosos believe there's no distinction at all between Mikdash and Gvulin, when the Gemara says that there's both here on Chavtes and on Amud Vav that there's a chiluk with regard to Lachem, with regard to Psulei Hadar, or Psulei Chaser in Tosos' formulation. When it comes to those chilukim, when it says Yom Rishon versus Yom Tosheni, he's referring to Takanos Yerbechem and Zakai. Since it's only Derabanan, so then it's just not, you don't require what you require for the mitzvah of Lulav Deraisa. And then you have the Ramban who thinks that Lachem is the distinction between Mikdash and Gulin. But that's what it's talking about on Chavtes when it says Yom Tov Rishon Yom Tov Sheni. When it says on Lamed Vav Yom Tov Rishon Yom Tov Sheni, it's talking about Psulei Pegumim. So that's a distinction between Takanos Yerbechem and Zakai and both of the mitzvos deraisa of Lulav. So we started to discuss this issue, and we started by noting that it's not at all obvious that if it's Derabanan, so then there's no issue whatsoever. You don't have to give it a second thought. The fact that you can be mechalik between, that we are mechalik between Takanos Yerbechem and Zakai and Mitzvahs Lulav Deraisa. And in fact, it seems to be, at least at first glance, a problem. Because we have a general principle called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Kein Deraisa Tikkun. I mentioned last time, you find it in several places. In general, the basic idea seems to be that if you have a Din Derabanan, a Takkun Derabanan, you can't just apply it sort of whichever way suits the fancy of the Rabbanan. They follow the format of the Deraisa. Just an example, we said that that for the requirement to be mafresh trumos and masros from, let's say, irakos, which is only derabanan, so you still can't be tori mimin al shein umino, even though the whole chiyu lahafresh is only derabanan, but still called the gemara bechoros and nandalat alav says this called the tikkun rabanan can't derise tikkun. Also tvila that's required only derabanan tvila is a nichnas mikdash and yumin leman alef. Again, you can't say that chatzitza won't possible it because called tikkun rabanan can't derise tikkun. Okay, those are just examples. So the question one can raise here is how can it be that we would distinguish? What do you mean? Just it's derabanan, so we don't require the psulim. We don't have the psulim that the Torah that the Torah has for the mitzvah deraisa. Called the tikkun rabanan kein deraisa tikkun. So it's not just we who were raising that question. We find actually this issue comes up in Rishonim. Right, I mentioned that the Yehusei Tanaim v'Amorayim, one of the Baalei Tosos. So he says, just as a sort of a tzarachin, what happened to call the tikkun rabanan kein deraisa tikkun? He just quotes on this, comments on this Gemara when he says, he following the Baalei Tosos here, believes that the Gemara here as well on Chav Tes Amud Beis is referring to chiluk Takanos Yerbechem and Zakai versus mitzvot lulav deraisa, and he says that tzarachin or b'tema amay lo aminu called tikkun rabanan kein deraisa tikkun. And we saw that the Ramban too in the Hilchos Lulav Ramban. So what I mentioned before, the Ramban thinks that there's a chiluk Yom Tov Rishon Yom Tov Sheni. He thinks that that's actually the subject of machlokas. When I mentioned before that Ramban thinks that there's a chiluk Takanos Yerbechem and Zakai in terms of psulim, the psulei pegumim, all the pegumim are only pasul for the mitzvah deraisa, but not for the Takanos Yerbechem and Zakai. He thinks that actually that question is subject to the machlokas in the Gemara. He thinks that's the subject of the machlokas there. Rav Hanina. At least the first Lashon Kama and Rav in the Gemara, he thinks that that opinion believes there is no chiluk between Takanos Yerbechem and Zakai and Mikdash. I'm sorry, and Mitzvah Deraisa, Lulav Deraisa. And why is it? He puts in his mouth the reason is because Kol Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun. So he says that he was so ver that day it was so ver that the Meir Kar Kazalik Hasam the Rav Ba'i Hadar Lamar the Kol Tikkun Kein Deraisa Tikkun. All right, so the question that we started to discuss is What's the answer to that? So the first direction, the first response that we were working on was perhaps what we'll say is that the mitzvah, sorry, the din of the Kol Tikkun Rabbanan came there as a tikkun does not apply at all to Takanas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Why would this be? So this, you might make an argument based on the Gemara in Gittin at some of the Adam and Beis, where the Gemara in Gittin says that one Amora there tried to prove from Shidufa Mivos, where the Mishnah says that you can be Zocha Aidei, what the Gemara is Medayik, must be people that are Ketanim, Shifcha is a Ketana. So you can mizocha to laachir, meaning for the other bnei hamavui, shikim mizocha for them. I should not midaraisa at all a bar zchia. In other words, that was the Gemara asks this is a kasha. In other words, the day that was saying that was bringing this mishnah up was saying you're wrong. It can't be that she's not zocha, that a katan isn't zocha midaraisa laachirim, because the Mishnah says that she can do it for Shidufa Mivos. So the Gemara says, that's not a kasha. Shidufa Mivos is only Dirabanan. And the Gemara responds, I called the Tikkun Rabbanan, came there as Tikkun. So the Gemara leaves it at that. All right, that's a good. So there's no Raya. I'm sorry, so there is a Raya from the Mishnah and regarding Shidufa Mivos which implies that a katan can be zoch l'achirim. So you do have a raya there that a katan is barschia l'achirim midaraisa. But the Gemara says not all the Amoraim were happy with that. They held that isn't true. I'm sorry, I didn't present it exactly the right way. Then the Gemara says Rav Chista says the Gemara should have responded called tikkun rabbanan kinderas tikkun. V'idach, and why doesn't he actually say Kol Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Asa Tikkun? Right, that's how it was. Meaning, it was the raya was dispelled because it's only Derabanan. I. What about the fact that you could easily think it is a raya because Kol Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Asa Tikkun? So the Gemara's answer is no, because when do we say Kol Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Asa Tikkun? Only b'milsa de isla ikar mina Torah, while misa de lesla ikar mina Torah. Lo. So the principle that emerges from the Gemara and Gittin is, at least according to some, and perhaps according to all, the din of Kol Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun is only applicable to a Takana Derabanan She Yesh Lo Ikar Min HaTorah. But if it's a Takana Derabanan like Shitufa Mivos, She Ein Lo Ikar Min HaTorah, then there is no principle of Kol Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun. Yeah?
I mean, like, we have the Lashon in the Gemara that, like, Rilman and Zaga was Darj Behiskin.
Yeah.
But it seems like it is.
Darsh Viskin can actually be. That's not the same.
Yeah, that was also by a different topic. That was by the Omer.
Right, and that can also be Deraisa, meaning that when the Lashon is used, it could be. Yeah, so what does
it
do?
No, I'm saying it seems like it is modeled after
what?
The Deraisa.
What is? Oh, that's what we're going to get to. That's a major topic of the discussion now. Yeah. So I was thinking maybe we could make the argument. Perhaps there's room to consider. Maybe the din Takanas Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. So there's no Kol Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun for the Takanas Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai because it's Takanas Ein La Ikar Min HaTorah. But then the crucial question becomes Ha'amnam. Is it in fact that, does that make sense to say it's Takanas Ein La Ikar Min HaTorah? Shein La Ikar Min HaTorah. So here this requires us to get into two issues. The first is just defining what is in this context, in the context of the din of Kol Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun. What is Ein Lo Takanas Yesh Lo Ikar Min HaTorah versus Takanas Ein Lo Ikar Min HaTorah? And second, where does Takanas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai stand with respect to whatever the criterion here is, whatever this means? So as far as the first issue, what does it mean to say that in the context of the Gemara and Gittin, when it says that Shidufa Mavos, there's no requirement called Tikkun Rabbanan because it's Ein Lo Ikar Min HaTorah, what does that mean, Ein Lo Ikar Min HaTorah? So here I think we can consider, and this is what we started to discuss last time, one of two possibilities. The first is the way that this phrase, according to the Meiri, is used in another context. I'll just say it, and then I'll explain the other context. The way what it means is a tekan de rabbanan, which is not a safeguard, a siag or a geder around something min haTorah. Meaning, there's no either avera de raisa or bittul mitzvah de raisa. That is the sort of the center of this takana, in the sense that it's preventing you from violating this mitzvah d'oraisa, or it's preventing you from violating, I'm sorry, from being vatal this mitzvah d'oraisa, or preventing you from being over on this mitzvah d'oraisa. So it's a geder, it's a siyag, it's simply a fence, a safeguard. That's what it means to say that a takana is yesh l'ikar min haTorah. Okay?
It is a siyag.
That it's a siyag. A takana she'in l'ikar min haTorah is something which is not a safeguard to some actual potential avera d'oraisa, or some bitul mitzvah d'oraisa. This is, where do we see that, I said the Miri says this is how it's used in a different context. So the different context is as follows. The Gemara in Bechoros, and Chavzayin, mentions, I'll just say overall, that there are a number of kulos that we find, according to some Rishonim, regarding certain kinds of derabanans. And really the story starts in the Gemara in Bechoros, and Chavzayin, where Shmuel says regarding Trumas Chutzalaretz, right? Your Chiv, you have a Chiv Truma, Mechutzlaretz, from Tuvos Chutzlaretz, midirabanan. It's only divrei sofrim. So Shmuel says, Shumas Chutzlaretz betel barov. That it's batel barov, meaning the Mishnah in Trumos. The Mishnah in Trumos in Perek Dalet Halacha Zayin, also the Gartha Chala, Perek Aleph Halacha Tes, that Truma and Chala are only batel b'meya, as opposed to the most, here we're talking about Yavesh B'Yavesh, most Yavesh B'Yavesh, Yisurim, are Batel Berov, these are Batel B'Meya. Rishonim, I think all of them, as far as I could see, think that's only Derabanan, but be that as it may, that's the din, that Truma is only Batel, meaning if Nafal Truma, let's say, the Sasha Chulin, so then it's only going to be, you can only eat it if it's Batel Be Echad B'Meya. So, but the Gemara says in Bechoros that there's an exception when it comes to Trumas Chutzlaretz and Chas Chutzlaretz. In that case, it's simply Batel Barov. All you need is a simple majority. And some actually think in Chala, and maybe in Truma too, that it's actually Echad. It only needs to be Mechza Mechza, because it's a Safek Derban. All right, leave that out, that detail out for now. It's a Kula with regard to Trumas Chutzlaretz and Chas Chutzlaretz. Now, the implication, though, is clear. This isn't true of all Truma Derbanan, or all Chala Derabanan, for instance. Let's say you have Chala, in a case where there's no Bias Kulcha. Or, let's say, Trumos Amaisros Meirakos, which is only Derabanan. So, in that case, you need to have Echad Mi Meya. So why? What's the difference here? So the Rambam explains already, he uses a language that I think all Rishonim basically take, which is that Rambam Hilchos Trumas Perek Zayin Al Chachas Trumas Chutzlaretz Hoel VeIkra MiDivreihen Ein Asura BeAchila El Kohen Shtuma Yotzev Lo Miguf. I'm sorry. The reason I have it like this is because the din I mentioned in my preamble here was the din of Batel Barov. The Gemara in Bechoros mentions a number of other kulas too. For instance, the only tummy who's asur to eat it is somebody who has the Tumah Yotzev Lo Migufo. But Shar HaTmeim can eat it, which is not true of other forms of Truma. So that's the first Kula of Truma Chutzlaretz that he mentions. So he explains what the difference is. Truma Chutzlaretz, Hoel VeIkra MiDivreihen, Ein Asura BeAchila, El HaKohen Shetuma Yotza Alav Migufo. And again, in Truma Shalachi Gimel says that it's Mutal Levata Barov, and also can eat it be made Tuma, so okay. The Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim with regard to Chalas is the same thing. Chalas Chutzlaretz Alav Bishit Tmei Ahoyel VeIkar Chilah MiDivreihem In Asur BeAchila. Meaning the difference here is that Chalas Chutzlaretz Trumas Chutzlaretz, that's a Nisur Derabanan Ikra MiDivreihem Shakol Ikra MiDivreihem Ein LaIkar Min HaTorah. When it comes to Chalas, let's say Chal B'Zman Azeb or B'Zman She Ein Bias Kulchem, or let's say Trumas Maestros of Yurakos, so that's Ikar Min HaTorah, and therefore you have none of these kulos. Now, it happens to be that there is a machlokes Rishonim about whether this is just one example of kulos regarding bittul for this category of derabanans that applies elsewhere, meaning these kulos are unique to, obviously, Truma, they're only shaykh to Truma. But there are other potential kulos, one of them which the Gemara mentions, actually, Rabba Menvatla Barov. Sounds like it's saying it can be Menvatal Isser the Chachila in that case, which is potentially shaykh to others. And there are indeed many Rishonim who believe that this is in fact the case based on certain Gemaras. So I just quote you Tosos, for instance. The Gemaras in Beitza is talking about Muksa, that Kamivatel Isur L'Chachila, don't we say Im Valen Yisrael Lechatchila Hani Mila B'Diraisa Midirabanan Batlinan? And Tosa say we see all these other Gemaras regarding Isurim Dirabanan that are we assume is Im Valen Yisrael Lechatchila. So how could that make sense? The answer Yisham Dehada Amar B'Dirabanan. This is the Tosas and Beitza Talad. So even with only Darbanan, like Shar Peros, ain't invalid. Okay, so that this is the opinion of Tosas, that there's a kula, that when it comes to a Darbanan, she'ain't lo ikra mena Torah, mevali nisar l'chachila. Other Rishonim weren't sure that we should go with this expansion. In fact, they reject it, like Darbanan, for instance. But either way, just pointing out that either way, you have the chiluk regarding trumas chutzlars versus trumas, let's say, yirakos. That still stands. The question is whether or not it's much broader than that. But either way, here you can ask the same question. What does it mean? Ikar minatorah. Yeshla ikar minatorah. Except that here we have actually the Meiri defines it very clearly. Meiri. Hayagufa iser min divrayim. Okay. Ela shuhu mechashash inyan shel Torah. Kigon. So he mentions an example. Shemano shel gid. Sheisurim mechashash hagid. Aser l'arvo l'chachila. Vim iri v'mezit aser. So he says, with regard to Derabanan's Sheyesh La Ikar Minatorah, meaning what? That it's a Chashash Inyan Shel Torah, then you have the din of Ein Valin Yisr L'Chachila. Even though it's Derabanan, Ein Valin Yisr L'Chachila. Hayagufa Yisr Shel Sofrim, Ve'en Lo Shum Ikar B'Torah, Ketrumas Chutz La'aretz, V'Chalas Chutz La'aretz, Shehimi Divrei Sofrim, Ve'lo Mei Chashash, and here he's defining, Ve'lo Mei Chashash Shum Negiyah Be'Isurei Torah. The concern is not that you'll violate the Yisr Torah. That's not the motivation in saying you can't do that, because even though Minatora it's okay, but we're choshesh if we let you do that, you're going to come to violate the Isser Minatora. That's not the interest, that's not the intent of the Takana. It's not a siyag, a gather and a siyag, le Isser Shel Torah. That's what it means, ein la ikar Minatora, in this context. So in that case, right, and he explains, he makes an argument why this is so. Why is that true, that's what the Chalas Chutzar, it's Trumas Chutzlar, that's not a Chashash Negiyah Shel Isser. He uses the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says that it's Kedesh Shelo Tishtachach Torah Meisrael, and he says that's not an issue of Negiyah Be'Isser Shel Torah, right? He says, She'ein din chal Trumas Chutzlar, it's klav, ve'ein taina ligzor al Chutzlar, it's mechashash Eretz Yisrael. She'ein lomdin me'elu me'elu. Ela ikar ta'kanosam zesh shelo tishtachach me'em Torah Schala, and therefore it's mudal Ari b'chachila. This is the Meiri who agrees with the Tosos, right? And this is what you find also in the Gemara in Bechoros regarding Trumas Chutzlar. It's fine. So, you know, you can look, it's hard to find what Ikar Minatora means, but the Meiri here in that context at least gives you a clear definition. It means that it's a Siag Din Shel Torah. All right, so it doesn't have to be that what it means there, let's say according to the Meiri, it means here, but at least it's a good start. And we could wonder, maybe in fact it does mean the same thing here. And in fact, just as an aside, if it does, if it means the same thing in both of these contexts, whatever that thing is, but we could also just view that, meaning the din, all these kulos, that'll maybe be in fact the result of the fact that when it comes to Takanos Rabbanan, She'in La'ikam Ranatara, there's no cult to Tikkun Rabbanan, Kein D'Oraisa Tikkun. In other words, you might say that all these are only, would not be possible, all these kulos, if you held, if there's a principle of cult to Tikkun Rabbanan, Kein D'Oraisa Tikkun. Right? In other words, the fact that in these cases there's all these kulas, that actually is an offshoot, that actually is itself just a special case of the fact that it isn't subject to Kol D'Tikun Rabbanan. But in any event, this is at least a suggestion. Maybe what we mean here when we say in the Gemara Gittin that Kol D'Tikun Rabbanan, Kein D'Oraisa Tikkun, does not apply to Takanos, She'ein Lahen Ikar Ben HaTorah, maybe what it means is Takanos that aren't set up as a fence, as a safeguard around an Isser Torah. Now, is that plausible? So we would have to at least be sure that it's consistent with Shitufa Mevoos, where the Gemara, that's the case, the Gemara says explicitly, is Ein Lo Ikar Min HaTorah. So here, actually, it's not obvious that it is plausible, that it's consistent, because we might say, listen, the Isser Tiltul that formed the basis of the requirement for Shitufa Mevoos, that's a din that is explicitly predicated and formulated as a Geder, right? The Rambam in Hilchos Erevin, this is a kind of Shlomo, Ubeis Dino, that the Rambam just cited here. Avam Divrei Sofrim Asur L'Shchenim L'Tatal B'Rishus HaYachid Sheish B'Chaluka B'Diurin V'Davar Zeh Takana Shlomo U'Beis Dinohu Halacha Dalet. Why? B'Nimatika On Shlomo Davar Zeh K'dei Shelo Yitu Ha'am V'Yomru K'Shem Shemutal L'Hotzi Minachatzeiros Rechovos V'Chulei. There was a concern that if we allow this, then they'll just come to be over on Nisar D'Oraisa. So L'Chora, it's pretty clear. You can't say that that's what ik in lo ikar minotaur means in the context of Kol D'Tikun. Except that I think it's possible that it is, and the question one can raise is just in that context, when you say Shetuvim Uvos, in lo ikar minotaur, are we talking about the Isser Tiltel? Or perhaps not that the Isser Tiltel is in lo ikar minotaur, maybe the Isser, the Takana D'Rabbanan, that Asr's Tiltels is in Yesh lo ikar minotaur. Right? But rather, the remedy, that the D'Rabbanan mechanism that obviates that Isser D'Rabbanan of Tiltel, that is in lo ikar minotaur. That itself, the Shituf Muvos, the remedy that one can enable, obviate the Isser D'Rabbanan of Tiltel by doing this mechanism of Shituf, that is Ein lo ikar minotaur. And I think that's quite obviously true. Right? That itself, that Takana of Shituf, was not intended to safeguard. It's a heter. The Isser Tiltel was intended to safeguard, not the Shituf. So that's why I think, right, there was a Havamina Maskana in my mind. When I saw that Gemara, I thought this it can't be that that's what we're talking, that's the meaning of it in the context of Kol D'Tikun, because the Isser Tiltel clearly is a Geder Mechashash initial Torah. But I think, on second thought, maybe it's Lav Dafka, the Isser Tiltel we're talking about. Maybe the Gemara is saying a Shituf. The mechanism of dispelling that Isser Tiltel, that's not Ikar Min HaTorah, and precisely in the sense that it's not designed, that itself, that din, is not designed to protect against an Isser Torah. And that's true. All right, so I think it is at least plausible. One would have to check the other contexts in which the Gemara's, the other mitzvahs for which the Gemara, the other Takana said is, the Gemara cites the principle of Kol D'Tikun Rabbanan. Broadly speaking, I think it's plausible, it's possible to make this argument. Now, if that's the case, so then when it comes to Takanas Yerachov and Zakkai, so, Michael, you're with me now, right?
Yeah.
Now you can argue, Ein lo ikar min haTorah, right? Why? Because it's not that if you don't take the lulav everywhere, you're going to fail to keep some... obviously not. There's no... it's not a siyag din shel Torah. If you don't do this, so then there's a chashash, something else. That's not what we're talking about here. It's not that if you don't do it, you'll violate... it's a din, zechel mikdash, so it's not a siyag, it's a bechlal. It's not a geder, it's not a siyag.
Do we want to be sakin after the korban, right? Obviously, that's a stupid question, yes. He lived after the mikdash, right?
Okay, what?
Zechel mikdash lived after the mikdash, no?
He lived during and after.
Okay, so mikdash hiskin, does that mean he was alive then, and then he was...
because, I mean, Yerachov Zakkai was kenli yavna chachameh, so that he must have been, right?
I'm not sure.
So, right, so yeah, so he lived throughout.
But Korban was only sakin after the mikdash, right?
Yes. The reason I'm hesitant to say that is because this gets to the question that really was torturing me on Sukkot, as I mentioned to you, about whether or not Lashita Sarambam, there's a din of Lusmachta Neshim Kechem Chal today, right? Because he holds that, if you hold that in Perish, he says in Perish Mishnayos, he quotes Yerushalmi, that Mikdash, in the context of this halacha, is Labdavka Mikdash, it's Yerushalayim. Just like Meister Sheni, Vachadol Vdein Shem Lekecha, Smachal Vdein Shem Lekecha. So, the Rambam Shita, Lishitaso, the Rambam himself holds that Kedushas Yerushalayim, Kedushas Mikdash is in Betela, because Shechina in Betela. So, would that mean that that mitzvah was enforced today? So I thought that it, at first my thought was, for sure it does. I mean, well, why not? Then I realized, well, what's Mech Shechar Beis Mikdash Shitkin, doesn't make any sense. Right? Meaning it's a zecher? What do you mean zecher? You don't do a zecher for something that actually is chal. So, but then, as I was looking up, I couldn't find anybody who discusses it until I found, finally, the Aruch Lener and the Rechav Shapurlo. Both of them assume that it is, in fact, L'shitas Rambam, in fact, enforced today. And both assume, in fact, that it was enforced throughout, even the time of Yerachim Ben Zakkai, when he was Hitkin. The Aruch Lener doesn't raise the question at all about what is Takanas Yerachim Ben Zakkai zecher l'mikdash then? What do we need a zecher for something that's chal already? Rishon Perlo does, and he has some interesting suggestions. Ayin Shem, for instance, maybe there was a time period. There was a time period, he says, that in which there was an eviction from Yerushalayim, so you couldn't actually go to Yerushalayim, even though the mitzvah was enforced. But before all, they couldn't do it. So he wonders if that's true. All right, leaving that aside, that's why. Yeah. So I just wanted to answer your question. I wanted to make sure that I was leaving open that possibility. But yeah. All right. So that could be the argument then. Now, this isn't obvious, though. There's another, at least one other very, very compelling understanding of what it means, at least here and perhaps even elsewhere, to say that you have a din of yeshlo ve'ein lo ikar min haTorah, takana sheyesh lo ikar min haTorah, that means something else. It's not that it's a geder siyag l'din shel Torah. Rather, what it means is that it is an expansion. It is an extension of something which is a mitzvah min haTorah to beyond that which is far beyond its scope min haTorah. Meaning, you have some mitzvah deraisa, which is chal under certain circumstances midaraisa. The Rabbanan came along and said, even beyond those circumstances, you'll have that the mitzvah is in force midarabbanan. Right? Now, this is, I should point out, this is the Ramban's usage of the term in Hasagos, in the Hasagos of Sefer Mitzvos in Shorash Aleph. The Ramban there is taking on the Rambam's Shorash Aleph, where the Rambam basically says, he implies, in the context of his Hasagah on the Bahag, he says that the mitzvah, he says what he says in Mishnah Torah, that the mitzvah lo sasur min davar shidduch yagidu l'chayim in a small, and the mitzvah zaseh of apiyat Torah she'erucha, this binds us, this gives authority to Beis Din, and this Isser is therefore chal upon anything which Beis Din legislates, whether we're talking about a din which they're deriving min haTorah, meaning they learn out either through Yugam Midos or some other way, Misvara, that this is what they understand the din Torah to be, or even something which is only derabanan, tekanos, vixeros, minhagos, all tekanos derabanan are bechlal the Isser of Los Asr. So the Ramban doesn't agree with that at all. He thinks that the only thing which is bechlal lo sasur min haTorah she'erucha yemin u'smol, and apiyat Torah she'erucha, the only thing which we are bound to min haTorah, at least based on these psukim, to the pronouncements of the Beis Din HaGadol, is those things which are deriving min haTorah, right? Those things that they learn as being dinim deraisa. But he says aval tekanos v'agzeiro shegazru chachamim l'mishmeres haTorah u'legeder shala ein lehem b'lav hazeh el smach ba'ama. The Gemara, in fact, in Brachos, for instance, in Yud Tes Beis, mentions, in the context of Dinim Dirabanan, that it's Midin Lo Sasser. That's what the source of the requirement to follow this Din Dirabanan is. Right? If you have an Isser Dirabanan, in order to put one from being over on the Isser Dirais of Kilayim, Kilayim Begadim, so then that's going to be something which is, the Chazal are saying Lo Sasser, citing Lo Sasser, as an Esmachta, but not as an actual Din Dirais. They're being so mech on this pasuk, but it's not actually really bichlal. And then he clarifies that, and when I say that it's an esmachta, it's dafka takanos v'siyagim, takanos v'gzeros. V'ored odiyacha, ki ha-mitzvah shechichu osan ha-chachamim o navin kigon ner chanaka u'mikr megillah einan ba nesmach hazeh. But the Ramban says, in fact, that even as far as the esmachta derabanan is concerned, chidushay takanos, the mitzvos that are nischachim, that are sort of created ex nihilo, those are not nismachin on this lav, on this anlosasser. What are examples of that? Ner Chanukah, Mikra Megillah, right? Those are not bechlal nismach hazeh. Why? Well, first of all, he tries to prove it, and he quotes a Gemara in Shabbos, which has the machlokas of Heichan v'tzivanu, how do we say Asher Kishon v'tzivanu when it comes to Ner Chanukah? So, two different deals. One mandamer says, lo sasur. The other mandamer says, sha'al vichav yagedcha. So the Ramban explains, he says it's an important point. Ratzah Ravavi lomar, kishem shekol akzeros vasiyagim shalad devrehim, smuchin alav de lo sasur, kimosher skir prepared mishem mesu, b'inyon kilayim shalahim, kacha mitzvah shechichu, kigon ner chanaka, smuchin also alav atzmo. So he thinks that all dinim derban basically are from losasur, are nismachim al losasur. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Gamar she ain't smach ba osa olav, meaning losasur, elo devarim she yesh behem ikar batorah. It's only those which have an ikar batorah. Oh, so we have the Ramban. What is an ikar batorah? Aval mitzvos hamuchudashos mehen ain't lehem smach elo pasuk shalavicha. But those mitzvos hamuchudashos, the mitzvos that are sort of ex nihilo created yesh meayin. Those are only nismachim al losasur al shalavicha, and why? But Tam is a baruch ki lefisha advarim shehim osifin b'mitzvah satorah atzman. So here's where, right? I've underlined it, right? Those mitzvos that are not ex nihilo, but they're expansions of a mitzvah shal Torah. Meaning the Torah says we're mitzvah in this situation. The Rabban come along and expand it even beyond. Why are those nismachim al losasur? Because Lo Sasur is about the Rabbanan's understanding of Mitzvah Satorah. Me'ikar didn't really mean Deraisa. It only applies to, this is the Rabban's point, it only applies to actual Perushim of Dine Torah, meaning what is actually the Din Torah. Chazal can explain and interpret and elucidate what is the Torah saying? That's within their power. That's what L'Sasar has to do with. And when they were Mechadish, it didn't Derabanan, but if that Derabanan is an expansion of a mitzvah shel Torah, so that's like a Ke'en, a Perush, and therefore it makes sense to have that be the Smachta. It's based on L'Sasar. It's a Derabanan kind of version of what they're doing in interpreting the Dinim Minat Torah, so they also can say, Minat Torah, this is where it applies. Midirabanan, it applies beyond that. Right? She'ilu hayadatim kin hayinu chayivim la'aminusa mizeh la bevadeshu mechuyiv atanu la'amin b'Torah. Okay. But mitzvah ha'mechudeshes, there's no smach there. Aval kisha omrin hadliku ner chanukah, ina dem yechol la'asmicho, it should be either la'asmicho or la'askimo, al zeh ha'lav b'shul minyan. When they say something ex nihilo, it's not an expansion of din Torah. That's not this love. That's not something which is similar to what they're doing in the Perushal Torah. But the Torah just says, lean on them, follow them. So as far as that's concerned, that's where you get that from. So just, again, it happens to be an important Yesod in the Ramban. He's clearly distinguishing between different types of Derabanans. But the important point for us is the distinction between a mitzvah created ex nihilo, not based on, not simply an expansion of something already mitzvah min haTorah, that is distinct from something which is an expansion. And he formulates, describes that that's a din she'en la takana she'en la ikar min haTorah. Takana she'yesh la ikar min haTorah is hosafa al mitzvah haTorah. It's expansion of whatever is mitzvah beyond that which is the Torah itself requires, and a takana derabanan which is ein la ikar min haTorah. This is just the way he's formulating it here. Is something which is ex nihilo. It's not an expansion of a mitzvah min haTorah. And if we consider within our context, so I think it's quite plausible that this is what it means. And the Svarah is quite self-evident. Meaning, if it's just an expansion of the Din Torah, so then it has to mimic the Din Torah. If that's what you're doing, you're expanding beyond, so then fine. So, first of all, just note that Shitufim Mavos, on this view of it, it's possible that even the Isser Tiltol is Ein Lo Ikar Min haTorah. Just pointing this out, right? Because even if the Isser Tiltol is a siyag, but it's something which is in a sense it's not really expanding the mitzvah min haTorah. I mean, the Isser in haTorah is hotzah. Hotzah by definition is not tiltol. It's being bringing from one rishus to another rishus. Min haTorah, this is considered. You could argue this. Min haTorah, this is bechalal nothing. This is not hotzah. Just hotzah, which Torah isn't ossering. It's not. It's a different act. It's just tiltol. The Rabbanan came along and said, listen, we're concerned that you might, you know, you're not alarmed. Then you might think that if you can do tiltol, you can do atzah. So they asr tiltol. But that's not, in this view of it, you might understand that that's not a takana sheyesh la'ikar min haTorah. All right. Now, if you take this view of it, Michael, now, what would you think? Now, if we apply it here, can you make the argument?
I think it would be hard.
Yeah, l'chora, you would say, I think the natural instinct is to assume then takana b'yochem and zakai is clearly a takana sheyesh la'ikar min haTorah. Right, it's an expansion. Now, if we have two different mitzvos, right, following upon the last topic, right, if we have two different mitzvos, one can wonder and can ask, well, what is it expanding upon? Is it an expansion? If there are two different mitzvos, there's lulav b'gvulin and lulav b'mikdash. So one can wonder, is this an expansion of mikdash, right, just beyond mikdash? It's beyond the space, or is it an expansion of takanas? Right, I mean, that's I think the first thing you would think, since it's zeichel mikdash. So the mitzvah it's commemorating, it's the Torah expands beyond. In theory, it's also possible to have understood. Maybe the Torah says, you know what, we're expanding beyond time. Zecher l'mikdash. In other words, we're going to expand the mitzvahs gvulin b'yom rishon beyond yom rishon. All right, so that's a question that one could wonder. Maybe we'll come back to. But either way, it's an expansion of a mitzvah shel Torah. However, I think even here, we could argue otherwise. We can argue that it's a takana derabanan she'ein lo ikar min haTorah. Even on this view and this definition of what it means to be a takana she'yesh lo ikar min haTorah versus ein lo ikar min haTorah. And I think there are two very distinct arguments that one can put forward here. The first is to say as follows, that maybe we need to refine a little bit what we mean when we say that you're expanding, the takana derabanan expands beyond the mitzvah min haTorah. One could just take that as saying, the way we seem to have before, that what that means is that if I arrive at the content of the takana by simply removing details, removing parameters and limitations that apply min haTorah, regardless of what those limitations really are, right? If that's what that's one way to take it, that Torah says take lulav b'mikdash kol zayin, come along the Rabbanan and say, you know, remove those factors, the kol zayin. as long as you can get to the mitzvah derabanan via expanding, via just, you know, removing the restrictions that are in place, minatara, so without really reference to the character of those restrictions, so that's an ikar minatara. Yeshla ikar minatara. However, I think that it's possible to say no. That's not what you need to do in order to qualify as a takana, as an expansion of mitzvah shel Torah. Because here we ought to distinguish, one could argue, between different kinds of details that are chal min haTorah, that are required min haTorah. We could distinguish between those that are simply conditions under which the mitzvah is applying, and those which are actually integrated within defining components of what the mitzvah is, what the davar shemuzar love or mitzvah love is, right?
Saying to retain the quality
Hold
of
on.
Expansion, you have to keep the integral.
Exactly. Part. In other words, when we say that you have an yeshal ikar min haTorah, what we're saying is, let's say there could be a mechalik here between something which is a defining characteristic of the ikar maisa hamischayev min haTorah and the conditions under which that Maisa Mischayev is actually commanded. So if that's the case, then we would say, if the Derabanan removes just simply one of those conditions, so then that's an Ikar Min haTorah. It follows the model of that mitzvah, Min haTorah applies even beyond where it's applying Min haTorah. But if you are expanding beyond one of those details, which is a crucial integral component of what defines the basic mitzvah Min haTorah, so that's not anymore considered a davar sheyesha takana sheyesha ikar min haTorah. So just to apply this, I think that in fact this is maybe the more compelling understanding the meaning of yesha ikar min haTorah, ein la ikar min haTorah, in the context which we saw initially in the with respect to the trumas to the derabanan ein la ikar min haTorah with the kulo regarding bittul. And in the context of Truma, the kulos regarding who can eat it and the like, I think this is a preferable alternative, or at least a compelling alternative to the Meiri's definition. What we would say is that here we would distinguish, right? Chalas chutz laaretz. So just an example, taking chala. So there you have a chiyuv to be mafresh chala, and there are details of this mitzvah. There's that it has to be chalas haaretz. And it has to be also, let's say, bias kulchem, right? Bizman there's bias kulchem. Let's give another. Take truma. It has to be trumas from the tvua of the aretz. It also has to be specifically yirakos, a certain minim, let's say, a peros, right? But lo hare, one detail carry the other, right? When you're talking about chala, the very definition is to be mafresh mina aretz, mitvus aretz. So that's the fact, the connection with the Aretz isn't just simply a prod, a detail, the too low of when it is it that the Torah is really being mafresh, during mitzvah to be mafresh, chala. It's just, now we come to the details, so it's coming dafka lechem Aretz. No, the Torah is being mafresh, being mitzvah to be mafresh, lechem Aretz. That detail is a fundamental defining component of the sivui, of the davar she mitzvah lo. The requirement that it be bias kulchem, that's a condition. That's under what conditions, under what parameters is the Torah mitzvah such a thing? When there's bias kulchem. So in that case, when the Rabbanan came along and mechayev to be mafresh chala, even mizman hazeh kisha ein bias kulchem, so that's the kana shegesh la ikar min haTorah. There the Torah is, the mitzvah, midrabanan is to do that which the Torah commanded, namely hafrashas lechem aretz, milechem aretz, but to do it in a case where the Torah didn't command it. But when it comes to chalas chutz laretz, kidesh lo tishtachech, when it comes to chalas chutz laretz, it's bechlal, not the mitzvah. It's true you could arrive at that via abstracting away details, but that's not at all the mitzvah anymore that exists in min haTorah. That's a detail which undermines the entire, the central feature of the davar shemuzar love or mitzvah love. It's not lechem aretz. It's like sifting through dirt. It's just, it's not the mitzvah. That's an ein la ikar min haTorah. Alright, that commits us to certain propositions regarding, in fact, chutz laaretz and challah and truma, for instance. Where that becomes less obvious is, let's say, truma mizman hazeh, if you hold it, kedusha b'teila, Truma Beras Banazel, and this view of it would still be Bechlal the Maisa. The Kedushas Haaretz is actually not an integral component. It's just a feature. It's just a condition when you have that mitzvah Bechlal. Okay. But if you take this view of it, I think it's a compelling suggestion. Now, if you take this definition, so then I think we can understand that the Tekanas of Yochum and Zakkai is a Tekan de Rabbanon she'ein la Ikar min HaTorah. Again, even on the view of Ikar min HaTorah as being an expansion, if we adopt two, I think, very plausible premises. First of all, that the Tekan de Rabbanon of Yochum and Zakkai is modeled upon Lulav Mikdash and not Lulav Begulim. That's quite a plausible. Again, we're modeling it upon the mitzvah that we're trying to commemorate. So it's an expansion of mitzvah Lulav Bimikdash. And this premise is less self-evident, I think, or less obviously compelling, but I think it's nonetheless quite possible. And we would argue that the makom, the mikdash, lifnei Hashem, is an essential defining feature of the activity that is mitzvah min haTorah. It's not just where is it that your mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to be notal lulav, where? So kol zayin, it's where? It's specifically in mikdash. No, it's a mitzvah smak lifnei Hashem ekechem shivas yamin. No, it's not simply a mitzvah lismach lulav. It just happens to be that the kol zayin is limited to mikdash. It's a mitzvah lismach lifnei Hashem ekecha belulav. And I think it's quite compelling. The role of Yerushalayim, according on this view, in the mitzvahs of smak lifnei Hashem ekechem is similar to the role of, when I say Yerushalayim because I'm talking about this for the Rambam, let's say the role of lifnei Hashem in this pasuk for the Rambam, let's say, is similar to the role of lifnei Hashem in achilas ma'aser sheni, right? Well, the pasuk says the makom, you have to be tochalan, but makom sheir v'chashon lekecha, and this is why I say it's similar, because the pasuk there says v'samach l'nei shem lekecha, right? You should eat it v'samach l'nei shem lekecha. It's very compelling. It's very likely that this is where the Rambam or the Yerushalmi thought that v'samach l'nei shem lekecha here means mikdash because we find it in a number of places where simcha l'nei shem is defined lav dafka in the core mikdash, but in the expanded mikdash of Yerushalayim. But it's clear that when you talk about the detail of achilas ma'aser sheni b'Yerushalayim, you're not talking about just you have a din, you have to bring it. And just, where? All right, so you have to bring it in Yerushalayim. It's a din of havas makom, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. So the Rambam, so one could argue this is the same, this is true too, of mitzvah lulav b'mikdash. It's not b'mikdash, it's not a detail, it's the essential feature of being smicha, lifnei Hashem Elokecha. And if that's the case, so the Tekana de Rabbanon, Zecher LeMikdash, is the Tekana de Rabbanon she'ein la'ikar min haTorah. Because when the Rabbanon came along and says that which you were required to do b'Mikdash Kol Zayin, we're going to require you to do even outside of Mikdash Kol Zayin, so now that's no longer commanding what was commanded in the Torah just beyond, it's commanding something else, as a Zecher. And therefore we'll argue it's an act she'ein la'ikar min haTorah. All right, it's one possibility. Alternatively, perhaps even if we accept, let's say, a broader definition of Yesh Lo Ikar Min HaTorah, we could still posit that the Tekanas Rabbi Yochum Ben Zakkai is Ein Lo Ikar Min HaTorah, because we could argue that in fact we misunderstood it. It's not the Rabbi Yochum Ben Zakkai is not mechayiv, is not mitzaved midrabanan a mitzvah zuluv, right? It's not a dirabanan version of mitzvah zuluv. The mitzvah is not netilas zuluv. The mitzvah is zechiras mikdash. Right, the Gemara on Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph, actually asks, right, the Mishnah says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was mitakin, hitkin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, v'lov nita medina shiva zech lemikdash. So the Gemara says, minalanda avdina zech lemikdash, where did he get such a concept? So he says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan damar kra, ki ale arucha lecha, makusayich, arpaecha, ni'um Hashem ki nidacha karulach, sioni doresh einla. Sioni doresh einla. Michlal. The Bayadrisha. Apparently, there's a need, there's a value to being Dori Sion, to anticipating, to aspiring to Sion, to think about, to wish, to remember, to be Dorish, to seek Sion. So the mitzvah Derabbanan here is a mitzvah of seeking, of being Dorish Sion, of being Zech, Zocher, Maskir, Mikdash. That's the mitzvah Derabbanan. The way you do it is that you do the things that remind you of Mikdash. So what in when you're in Lulav Sukkos and you have Lulav Kol Zayin, when you're in Sukkos, so there was a din of Netilas Lulav in Mikdash. So we take a Lulav to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Zechiras Bidurbanan. Mitzvah Zechiras Mikdash. Right? It's an implement that evokes, that reminds us of Mikdash, of what used to happen in Mikdash. And if that's the case, so then, inasmuch as it's not a mitzvah netilas lulav bechlal, but rather mitzvah zechiras mikdash ayidei, the zecher, right? It's a zecher li, what used to happen in the mikdash. If that's the case, it need not at all mimic mitzvah netilas lulav midyaraisa, because it's not, this is the kanash, ein la'ikar man Torah. This is, the zechiras mikdash is not something which is mimicking any deraisa, right? And I think that one could argue that this is something which gives us a good account, a good explanation, also of another takana zecher lemikdash, right? The Gemara Menachos in Samech Vav quotes the Machlokes about what we do for Sefiras HaOmer, right? Omar Abaye, so the Gemara says that Abaye holds you should be counting days and weeks, and then Rabban de Rabbi Ravashi as well. A Meimar all of a sudden says Mani Yume Velo Mani Shvui. You only have to count days. Why? What do you mean? Omar zecher lemikdashu. Because it's only Zechel HaMikdash. Now, Rav Rishonim, by the way, think that everybody agrees it's Zechel HaMikdash. That's not a question. You know, right? It happens to be the Rambam thinks that, no, that's good for the Machlokas and the Gemara. Therefore, he holds that, given we Paskin Yomai and Shvui, we actually hold Zeraisa. But either way, whichever way you say it, that's an answer to the question why you only need to be Memana Yomi Vlo Shvui, because it's Zechel HaMikdash. It's a mitzvah sphere of Derabanan. So, called the Tikkun Rabbanan, gained Zeraisa Tikkun. Right? What do you mean? You only have to do days. Why? Because it's a Takana Derabanan, it's not Midaraisa. So what if it's Derabanan, not Deraisa? It's called the Tikkun Rabanan Gein Deraisa Tikkun. The Gemara doesn't even address it. But L'chora, we have a simple explanation and account of that now. It's a Derabanan She'en La'ikar Min HaTorah, in the sense that it's not a mitzvah sphira at all. Whatever definition you give to Ikar Min HaTorah, this is not that at all. Because it's not even a mitzvah lisfor. It's a mitzvah liskor hamikdash. Lidrosh Tzion. And therefore, it's just not at all a something. It does not modeled at all upon Sefira Min HaTorah. Now, I would argue further that it's perhaps not even something. It's not just that it can be different. This is a suggestion. I was just thinking, is worthy of being thought about. But perhaps not just that it doesn't need to be patterned after Mikdash. But maybe you might argue it actually ought not be, because one might argue that as part of the drisha of anticipating and anticipating. So the point is that it can't be that, all right, so even without the Mikdash, alone Kiminhaga Noeg, it defeats the purpose. I mean, if the Mikdash was here and now it's gone and we just continue to do the same thing, so that's also not a Zecher the Mikdash. That's not anticipating Mikdash. That's pretending like it didn't even go away, in a sense, is my argument. So one could argue that that as a Zecher, you need specifically, not that it should be the same thing, but rather it should be something which is evocative of it. It shouldn't be the davar itself. It should be a zechel davar, to have you anticipate that which was, midaraisa, kisha b'meher v'yamenu. When it returns, it'll be again. So that's something that it's a zechel davar. Specifically, not. It has to be zechel mitzvah l'mimnei yomi b'nat shvui, because it's zechel l'mikdash. And if that's the case, not only can it be, there's no call to tikkun, but it should be. All right. Now I would argue that. Taking all this into account, if you take this view of it, however you explain, right, you have two, in the end, you have sort of two basic ways to understand that Takanos Yochanan Zakkai is a mitzvah she'en la'ikar min HaTorah. If this is the case, we can then explain that we understand very well why there's chilukim, and in fact, we can go pretty far with these chilukim. So I mentioned to you last time, as an example, according to the possibility raised in the Rav Yad, in the Or Zerua, that you wouldn't have a requirement, you would have neither requirement of l'kicha l'cholecha v'yecha, nor dal mini machmin zeh, based on Rabbi Yochanan Merlion, assuming that he was saying specifically with regard to Takanos Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, that you don't have that chiyuv, so it's pretty far from the takana, the mitzvah deraisa. L'chora, if kol d'tikun rabbanan k'en deraisa tikun applies here in some measure, then you couldn't say these things. I would just add, according to the last way we're saying it, it's really quite, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, according to what we're saying now, is you're not at all doing anything like what they were doing. It's not netilas lulav. It doesn't even have to be that everybody has to take it. And it doesn't even have to be, that you have to take everything that they took. It's just a zecher. You're just trying to remember. If you see an esrog, even mekayim mitzvah zechiras mikdash. Again, you could say it according to the other views of it as well, but I think, this is maybe the best way to say it. It's just revoking by taking things that it just remind us of what happened, of where it used to be during the 7 days of Zechiras Mikdash. So you don't need it to be that you have all Dad Minim. You don't need it to be you have these are pretty drastic defining features of the mitzvah Menat Torah. So if you, I think it's pretty compelling to assume that that shita, the explanation for that shita, I mean, Rabbi Yaakov runs on, he says, oh, once we're already saying chaser, so maybe we can also say you don't need Dad Minim Machim. And once we're saying that, we might as well say, you know, maybe you don't need even L'kilcha Chacharech V'yachad. This view, I think, requires the assumption that it's a Tekadah She'en La'ikar Min HaTorah, that there's no cult of Tikkun Rabbanan at all. And I would add, just as the last point, and maybe I'll mention it again, something comes up in the Ramban that he never returns to, it's the last minute, which is, he has this Shita regarding Hadar, right? That Hadar is really B'Shem HaDemin. And therefore, it's not that it's a condition that you need to have a nice esrog. It's just got to be an esrog, and an esrog is hadar. And again, we've said that he seems to apply to all the minim, even though, based on the way he explains it, it really doesn't seem to be shayach, but all right. But something which is puzzling in the Ramban is that the Ramban also, later on, is of the opinion that when the Gemara, he paskins like the Gemara in Chav Tesam Beis, Lamed Vav, he paskins that chaser is kasher, like the Maskan of the Gemara there, but for him, Chaser is a representative of all Dine Hadar. He thinks it's Midin Hadar. And therefore, for instance, Yavesh, he thinks, is actually Kusher, all the Minim, even in Esrog HaYavesh, is Kusher, the Shita Ramban, the Kanas Yerech Ben Zakai. That's the Ramban Shita. Tosos didn't agree with it. The question is, once we're saying that there's a Chiluk between, let's say, for Chaser, what else is implied? Tosos say not Hadar, they thought that Chaser was a different psul, it's based on Lekichatama. The Ramban doesn't seem to have accepted that. The Ramban seems to have thought that it's based on Hadar, Chaser. Therefore, in fact, Hadar isn't required to Takana Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. But for the Ramban, the implication of that is astonishing. For the Ramban, that's not an Esrog. I mean, he had the whole piece, right? That's Bechalan on an Esrog. So what emerges from the Ramban is that the Takana Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai doesn't even require the min esrog, just something that looks like, just something that is sort of botanically related to an esrog, but not actually an esrog. So the truth is, that Rav Chaim refused to accept the Ramban's idea literally, that it's really a shema, it's a defining feature, because it says, oh, but and he proved it to him because the Ramban says you can use it for Takadas Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. So obviously it is a lulav, it is an esrog, but if you actually just follow the Ramban through, I don't think we can say that, because taking him seriously requires that we don't. So if that's the case, then I think the explanation for that would be, akadekach. And if you say that, really it must be that there's no kol d'tikun here. All right, so that's Akan, but we'll take up next time, just finishing up with this topic, the other possibility, which is that, clearly the one the Tosos accepted, which is that kol d'tikun applies to this din, but it just doesn't require that there's no chilukim. So that I'm just going to pick up on Monday. What? Monday.